Hello.
Hi, is this Anthony?
This
Hi, Anthony. My name is Lisa Taylor. I'm calling you from Elite Wiki Writers Compliance Team. How are you doing today?
I'm okay, but I'm hearing impaired and I missed who you are. Who are you?
Elite Wiki Writers, we were working on your Wikipedia project.
Say it one more time, I'm going to help. You're who?
Elite Wiki Writers, you placed an order with us for Wikipedia page.
Oh, this is the people for the Wikipedia page. This is the people for the Wikipedia page.
Oh, she just talked to Hart, right?
Did you just talk to Hart?
I already had a word with Hart. He's sitting in a different zone. I wanted to have a quick chat with Anthony. May I?
She wants to have a quick chat with you.
Okay, well, I'm here in Paris, so that doesn't work.
Ask her to you.
Hello?
Hey, Hart.
Yeah.
I think, is this Lisa from
Hey, Lisa, what's
Wikipedia?
up?
Yes. Anthony, are you there?
Okay.
So we just talked.
Is this
So what
Anthony?
I'm trying to say here, hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay, so I had to patch in Hart because I'm hearing impaired and I'm not able to hear what you're saying, but I thought he just talked to you, but so anyways, there's the three of us, so go ahead and tell us what you need to say.
Anthony, all I'm saying is that I'm initiating a refund from here. I actually requested Hart to drop the dispute, and he's not listening to me. So can you go ahead and drop the dispute? I'm going to send you the refund confirmation as soon as possible, today itself. Can we do that? Can we resolve it in between us and not go for a dispute?
Slow down, slow down. So I don't hear what you're saying, so you have to only say so much. Okay, Hart, what did she say?
So what she would like to have happen is for you to stop the dispute because they don't want to go through the legal stuff of this, and she will issue the refund in the next day or so.
Okay. Are you seeing the dispute on your end already,
No,
Lisa?
it hasn't been reflected yet. That's the reason why I'm asking you to take that back. I'm going to send you a refund confirmation today itself, not even tomorrow. Tell him, Hart, what I
Okay. Okay, so that's fine. So we've been in chat with the bank already, and we let them know that we're giving you guys the ultimatum to have this done, or we're going to do the chargeback. So the bank is understanding that they're on hold until this conversation. So I'm glad you called. We can give you till the end of the day tomorrow, but we need some sort of assurance or some sort of documentation that the charge has been refunded, or we'll have to do the charge back. It's where we're at right now as a company.
Okay. The problem is that I can share the refund confirmation with you as soon as we initiate the refund, but it takes some time for the refund to be reflected back into your account. Now, my problem is that our merchant is going to get affected. If the dispute goes through, even if the amount is refunded, it's still going to reflect on our merchant, and our merchant will close down. That is my main issue.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on. So I think that I need the translation now. It's hard.
Sure. Yeah, unfortunately, Anthony, because we're going to now be refunded our money because we weren't offered the service, their merchant is going to go out of business.
Their merchant's going to do what?
Go out of business.
They're
Yeah,
going to do
Hart.
what?
Go
Hart,
out of
let me
business.
clarify. Hart, let me clarify what I'm trying to say. The reason why I'm asking you to take back the dispute, it's because even if we go ahead and refund you at this point of time, if the dispute reflects, and it's going to reflect either way, even after the refund, it's going to reflect on our merchant, which doesn't make any sense because we would have already refunded you, all right? So because of that issue, our merchant will close down. So that's the reason why I'm asking you guys to take back the dispute. And I will share the refund confirmation screenshot with you today.
No, that's fine. When we get the refund, we will tell the bank that we've already told the bank the situation so that we can have records of it. We will tell the bank to hold on the chargeback, and if we don't receive the refund if we receive the confirmation tomorrow and we don't receive the refund within a week, we're going to move forward with the chargeback, okay?
Okay, that sounds like
I agree.
A good idea.
Okay,
yes.
So you guys can, I'm sorry that your merchant is going to go out of business, but if they were doing the business that they said they were going to, we would have never had this problem.
I understand. So let me just go ahead and process the refund. I'm going to share the refund confirmation with you guys. And please, as soon as you can, as soon as you receive the refund confirmation, please take the dispute back. You'll have your money. And, yeah, just by the way, we will initiate the refund and process it from our end. Since it's a transfer or transaction made from a merchant, it takes 7 to 8 working days for the amount to reflect back into the customer's account. So you got to give it some time. Okay.
Yeah, the chargeback's on hold. If we don't receive it within a week, we'll just move forward with that. So that's no problem.
No, you're going to receive the refund from our end. Well, we will initiate the refund from our end immediately today itself. I'll share the confirmation
Perfect.
With you. I'm talking about the process. See, the amount when it's being transferred from a merchant to an account, it
yeah.
takes 7 to 8 working days. So that's the time frame. We would have already released
right.
the amount. You just got to check with your bank and
Perfect.
See when it's going to reflect.
That's totally understand how to do it.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for your time, Anthony and Hart. Let me go ahead and process this and get back to you guys in writing, okay?
I appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you, Hart.
Right.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.